Okay, so here is Charlie, the original voice, reading our little intro or our little snippet for the AI Marketing Navigator.
New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates, it never stops. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through the noise and help you stay ahead without burning out.
Okay, so there you go. Let's do the, maybe that fast-paced, nervous person, which always feels like me these days, trying to keep up with the AI news and all the tools. Now let's see how Charlie sounds with that direction from our voice. Here we go.
Keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial, but let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates, it never stops. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through that noise, help you stay ahead without burning out.
Okay. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with a whole bunch of 11 Labs voice AI goodness for you on the weekend episode here, covering a new feature from the AI voice generator 11 Labs. We've done multiple episodes on 11 Labs, and it may need its own playlist on the channel here pretty soon. But the new feature we're talking about tonight is called Actor Mode, and it's really interesting, really intriguing to me. I think it's a really creative and intuitive way to edit your AI voice outputs, especially if you, like me, like to express your thoughts vocally or like to record or dictate your thoughts or notes or whatever that may be. In other words, they have introduced what's called, again, Actor Mode. You can create your AI voice outputs just like you would in 11 Labs with a variety of custom voices of many different styles or accents, and then have them read any variety of scripts that you would like them to, marketing or otherwise. And then you can edit those voice outputs in their traditional way with 11 Labs, but now with Actor Mode, you can use your own voice to edit them as well. And you can edit that reading. I will link to the demo video on X from 11 Labs where a member of the team actually breaks down the feature. Essentially, if you have a certain pace of reading or a tone, or literally just an exact reading that you want your voice actor to do of your script, not only word for word, but tone for tone, every pause, every emphasis, that's what Actor Mode enables you to do. So for any of you marketers out there who are using 11 Labs to create your content, specifically AI generated content, and if you really need to nail down the tone of a intro or a reading just to make it seem a little more natural, I think it's really cool, a great use case for that. Although as I am thinking about it on the fly here, it does kind of reinsert you into the creative process, and it does require you to actually read the script or give a reading to 11 Labs to then generate with the AI voice. But to that point, if you want a more consistent voice, they have the custom cloned voices, both instant and professional, that you can generate. And the professional one in particular, I think, is incredible, super accurate. But for the one-offs or for maybe advertisements, creating ads or commercials or presentation assets, marketing assets, where you really need a script read exactly how you want it, this is the perfect feature, really cool feature. If you are not an 11 Labs user, we're going to go ahead and demo the Actor Mode for you right now. Again, there's also a demo in the link in the show notes. If you are, definitely check out the new Actor Mode, even more so if you're in here creating marketing assets with the tool. And actually, I think what I'll do first, or I'll try to do here, is demo our professional voice clone for anybody who didn't see any of our other 11 Labs episodes. Then you'll also get a chance to see the professional voice clone, which again is the upgraded version. You can do an instant clone or a professional. You do need to be on the creator tier to be able to access the professional at least. It is $22 per month. So what I'll do, I'll go ahead and I'll play this, the original, and then I'll go and kind of maybe add like a hyperactive, nervous version of myself, do my best impersonation, as it were, of a voice actor. And we'll see what that sounds like. Then maybe like a laid back bro or surfer dude vibe. Anyway, I think that is what we will try here in 11 Labs. Okay, so here we are in the 11 Labs studio. Again, we've seen this a couple times on the show now, but what I've done is a shameless self plug here. I just whipped up a little snippet about keeping up with AI news with the AI Marketing Navigator podcast. But I decided again to have the professional voice clone that we made a while back of my voice for the AI Marketing Navigator to read this initially. And then we'll first of all, we can gauge what you guys think about the professional voice clone and see how close it is to the actual thing. Let me know for sure in the comments. And then what we'll do is we'll use the actor mode, which is this little button right up here at the top of the screen for anybody who's watching along on video. Again, check out the link in the show notes for the demo from 11 Labs as well. But we'll use this actor mode and we'll direct the speech with our own voice. And I think I'll try and do my best impression. No wordplay intended, of a voice actor and do a couple different voices for the test here. And we'll see again how much and how well it directs the speech into that cadence, which is kind of the whole point here. Okay, so first let's play the original recording and see how that sounds. Again, let me know what you guys think about the clone quality, or the quality of the cloned voice, if you will. Actually, I'm going to just jack up the volume a little bit because the volume was a little low yesterday. Sorry about that for anybody who caught yesterday's episode. Okay, here we go.
Keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial, but let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates. It never stops. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through the noise and help you stay ahead without burning out.
Okay, so like I said, I was pretty impressed with that clone when we first made it a while back. And I still have ambitions of grandeur, or maybe delusions, but I'm going to call them ambitions of grandeur for the voice clone and what we can do as far as some content creation now that we have kind of our feet under us as far as getting this episode up goes. Anyway, so now let's try to direct the voice here with the actor mode. I'm just going to select this icon here, direct speech with your voice. And the demo video linked in the show notes goes over this as well. But it gives you a little bit of direction here. Direct with your voice. Tell us how you want this text to sound. And then it gives you a copy of your script to read. And there's a couple different options here. You can upload a audio file of yourself reading this, or you can record the audio live, which is what we're going to do here. Let's just dive in and do it right away. I think I'm going to go for like anxious, panicked college student trying to keep up with AI on this first one. So let's record. Keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial, but let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates, it never stops. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through the noise and help you stay ahead without burning out. Okay, so there's that recording. Let's see how it directs our speech. Again, I was going for a little bit more urgency, if that wasn't clear. Excuse my horrible voice acting skills, but a little bit more urgency. Let's see if that translates into the read of our script this time. I'm going to go ahead and generate and skip ahead if we need to. Stand by.
Keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial, but let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates. It never stops. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, cut through the noise and help you stay ahead without burning out.
Okay, not so bad. I think, interrupted myself there. Sorry about that, Alex. Anyway, not so bad. I think it did a pretty good job of what I was trying to do anyway. It sounded a little bit faster, a little bit less robotic. Again, you have to kind of insert yourself back into the process to get this done if you need to tweak any voice or for any content that you might be creating. But I think, for the ad use cases, or the individual presentation use cases, things that you're not trying to do necessarily at scale and completely automate with a cloned voice, which again, the professional cloned voice is super high quality, I think. Okay, at the risk of embarrassing myself even more, let's go for one more voice style here. I think I'll do my best just impression of a jock or a bro, because maybe in my worst days, you could have called me a jock at one point. And I've been known to drop a bro once in a while in my speech. Anyway, let's give it a try. Again, this little icon up here, I believe it's like a pen. No, it's a microphone. Now that I'm looking at it, it's a microphone. Direct speech with your voice is the command for once you've highlighted the script that you want to do that with. So I'm going to click that once again. We're going to record this audio live. And forgiveness, or asking forgiveness in advance for the voice acting here. Here we go. Bro, keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial. But let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates. It never stops, bro. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through the noise and help you stay ahead without burning out, bro. You gotta listen. There you go. Again, if this goes viral, and I'm just gonna go ahead and curse it and hope that it does, I'll live with that. I'll be happy with the result. And again, I'll take the grilling that I well deserve for my voice acting skills in this demo. But let's go ahead and see if that had any effect, or at least the desired effect, with our generation here. Stand by.
Bro, keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial, but let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates. It never stops, bro. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through the noise and help you stay ahead without burning out, bro. You gotta listen.
Okay, and I'm actually gonna leave this demo in here, even though I think now I'm realizing on further review that it's kind of silly because it's really just a recording of my voice, reading the script in my voice. So let's try and actually show again one more time what this thing is capable of. So let's actually go ahead and try the same experiment, but this time let's do it with Charlie, this conversational voice. Let's hear what Charlie would sound like originally, no direction from my voice, and then I'll actually add a little bit of direction, embarrass myself once more, which, hey, at least it's a good self-exercise or self-improvement exercise for my more introverted side. Okay, so here is Charlie, the original voice, reading our little intro or our little snippet for the AI Marketing Navigator.
Keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial, but let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates, it never stops. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through the noise and help you stay ahead without burning out.
Okay, so there you go. Let's do maybe that fast-paced, nervous person, which always feels like me these days, trying to keep up with the AI news and all the tools. So it shouldn't be too hard to embody and not too hard to endure for you guys, as maybe the bro voice was. Okay, we're gonna record really quickly here and actually truly demo what this tool is capable of as best as we can here tonight for you guys. Okay, keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial, but let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates, it never stops. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through that noise, help you stay ahead without burning. Now let's see how Charlie sounds with that direction from our voice. Here we go.
Keeping up with the latest marketing tools and trends is crucial, but let's be honest, it's overwhelming. New platforms, new AI tools, constant algorithm updates, it never stops. That's why I created the AI Marketing Navigator podcast, to cut through that noise, help you stay ahead without burning out.
Okay, I think that does a much better job of kind of illustrating the point behind the tool. So tons of just total creative control now at this point of your script, what you want the voice to sound like. Again, pretty silly of me to demo the AI Marketing Navigator clone, but I think I just wanted to show you guys just how high quality that professional clone was. So at least we accomplished that. But the point is, you can apply any of these AI voices, any of your created AI voices, use that sound, use that voice, and just style it and pace it however you want. And don't worry, you don't have to record yourself for a podcast or anything, and nobody has to see it. You can practice as many times as you want. But hey, it's fun, so definitely do it. Again, you will need a creator tier subscription here on the 11 Labs app to try this out, but I would highly recommend. 11 Labs is still solidly up at the top of our list for amazing AI tools that we talk about frequently here on the show. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.